Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So have you got a few hours, maybe days? Let's talk about what is the greatest sports team of all time from any sport. Maybe Russell Celtics. The Bulls with Michael Jordan, the perfect season 1972 Miami Dolphins, the Detroit Red Wings in the 50s or the late 90s. Our producer nominates the current Miami Heat. That's not going to go very far.
No. Yeah. Way too early for that.
Absolutely. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and give your suggestions for the best sports team of all time.
Yankees.
You may not know Yankees. It, but there's a team that the rest of the world thinks may hold that title or deserve
besides
it,
the
at least.
Besides the Yankees?
The rest of the world doesn't care about the Yankees.
Espanol.
If Spain's national soccer team wins its semifinal and then goes on to win a second consecutive European championship, many will say that La Roja, that's the red, have earned the right to be called the greatest sports team of all time. They went undefeated during the qualifying games in 2007, then they won the 2008 Euro Championship. That's considered to be the most competitive soccer tournament in the world. And then they won the World Cup in South Africa 2 years ago. No team has ever won two consecutive Euros, much less winning a World Cup in between them. If they pull that off, holy cow. Why read a history book? There's already La Roja, the book that's written by Jimmy Burns, and joins us now. Nice to see you.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
First of all, let's talk about, I mean, this obviously is an obsession for you, Spanish soccer.
Yeah, you could say it's an obsession. It has been quite an obsession almost since I was born, because I'm half British and half Spanish, and I was born in Madrid to a Spanish mother. And I mean, this book, La Roja, is really a history of Spanish soccer, but it's also a personal journey through Spanish soccer, the main personalities involved and the great incidents. I feel very passionate about it. And I do believe that Spanish soccer at the moment is at its prime in terms of history and possibly the best team in the world.
Well, maybe, Jimmy, this is just your way to avoid the controversy over Manchester United. Maybe that's what you do, being half British and half Spanish. But let's talk about the formation of this team, the history of it, and how we came to get this team as it stands now. Where did it begin?
Well, it's been a long, long process to get to where they are now. I mean, the contrast is, of course, its very beginnings, they owe it to the Brits. The Brits were the ones who brought, as they did in South America, they brought the game to southern Spain first and then took it to the Basque Country in the north. And it was very the kind of game one associates with the English, much more physical, very virile, tough type of soccer. It's only been in much more recent years that the Spanish soccer has absorbed influences like, you know, familiar to many of your listeners, like sort of, you know, South American soccer, the great Dutch influence of the Johan Cruyff years. And what you have now in La Roja is this sort of amalgamation of all these fantastic foreign currents absorbed by also a native talent, which has produced, I think, this fantastically entertaining, unique soccer, which gathers fans around the world. I mean, obviously, I'm half Spanish, so I'm a bit biased, but I've traveled a lot, and I see the enthusiasm that Spanish soccer provokes literally all around the globe.
And that, by the way, I want to say thank you. You're using the word soccer because we're in America as opposed to football, to not confuse any of our fans. But, I mean, obviously, the soccer team seems completely divorced from what's going on politically and economically in Spain. How do people see this team as sort of the representative of their country?
Salvation.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've just come back from Spain. You can imagine what people are feeling like there. I mean, to put this in a very acute context, how much this means, this team and his team succeeding to the Spanish nation. You have got at the moment, let's just remind your listeners, 50% of Spaniards from 20 to 30 are unemployed at the moment. That means this is the first generation of Spaniards since the Spanish Civil War of the 1930s, where the children are looking up to their parents, knowing that their futures are going to be worse than their parents. Now, that's an existentialist crisis,
yeah.
Okay? And it's in that context that when you have something working, a good news story, which this is, where they can look up to the rest of the world with pride and say, we're doing it better than the rest of the world, is something pretty important. I mean, you know, you and I know that sport is transient in a way. It won't, you know, produce a revolution. It won't sort of translate into, you know, turn a crisis into good. But I think it will be hugely uplifting to the nation.
And there's young faces out there.
And
too.
There's young faces. Yeah. And, you know, this is a very young team. And it's, you know, produced through youth teams and the investment in youth academies around Spain. And I think, you know, there'll be huge joy in the streets of right across Spain. And remember, Spain's politically quite a divided nation between Basques and Catalans and Castilians. I think this will unite Spain and will be very important.
You're talking like you expect them to win. What is it that they're doing better than the other teams?
Where there's a will, there's a way. Well, I think what they're showing is what we saw, you know, in the 2008 Euro Championships, what we saw in the World Cup of 2010, and which we've seen replicated in a particular club, which is FC Barcelona, which is this tiki-taka. I mean, it's called tiki-taka because it's very quick passing of the ball.
Yeah.
It's possession football, which mesmerizes the opposition, literally mesmerizes. I've called it, you know, a kind of perfect ballet, poetry in motion. You know, it's just this incredible sense of fluidity from one end of the pitch to the other. And then incredible skill in very close quarters. I mean, you know, someone like Iniesta and Xavi, who form a fantastic partnership. I mean, they will pass the ball to each other about six or eight times.
It's very exciting play.
And it's very exciting, you know.
It's great to watch, and they win.
Yeah. I mean, their record in this championship, on every statistic, beats all the other countries hands down.
And they will get by Germany, you predict?
I predict that they've got a very good chance of doing it. Yeah,
the world wants this.
All right. So,
I mean, can you imagine what it's going to mean to not just Spain but Europe if they beat Germany? I mean, you know, this will be the
symbolic.
Euro crisis solved there and then.
Jimmy Burns.
I'm waiting.
The book is called La Roja. He's talking about the red, the Spanish team. They could go on to be the first team to win consecutive Euro championships with the little World Cup thrown in between there. Jimmy, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.